The Wedding. This vision was received in 2007. I was invited to a wedding. I arrived at the reception hall, which was large enough to hold many thousands of people. The guests were standing around in groups of 8 to 10 and laughing, drinking wine, and enjoying trays of food that were being served by waiters. Everyone was busy conversing. There was great happiness and excitement, a very jovial atmosphere. I looked up at the ceilings. They were at least 40 feet tall, with huge concrete beams spanning the immense room. I looked from one end of the reception hall to the other. There was no furniture and no decorations of any kind. It was very plain. The hall seemed almost endless. I could not even see a wall at either end. I felt happy, too. We were all here for a great occasion, and there was a feeling of anticipation in everyone, or so I thought. I joined in, eating and drinking and making merry for a very long time. Then I began to look around me, wondering when the wedding would begin. I walked from group to group, chatting pleasantly with everyone and occasionally asking someone, "When is the wedding going to begin?" I saw no signs of a wedding, although I was sure I had come to the right place on the right date. Since everyone assured me they were here for the wedding too, I tried to be patient, but I was increasingly restless and bored. I continued to ask others about the wedding, but they began to be annoyed with me for asking. One person even said to me, "Isn't this great already? Why do we need to go to a wedding?" And then he turned back to socializing. Well, this wasn't great enough for me. I had been invited to a wedding, and a wedding was what I wanted. I could not get anybody to be interested in this wedding. They looked at me like I was crazy to be even thinking about it. So I decided I would wander around the perimeter of the enormous reception hall to see if I could find a door to the wedding, which I was sure was about to begin. I could not understand how any of the other guests could be satisfied with just a reception. It took me a long time. There were no doors opening into a wedding chamber, but I could not be dissuaded. I knew I was going to find the place where this wedding that I had been invited to was going to occur. After I had gone nearly 3/4 of the way around the hall, I found a little wooden brown door hidden behind what looked like a shelf for storing things used in the reception hall. The door was only 3 feet tall and about a foot wide. Hardly a door at all, I thought to myself. It had a very old-fashioned doorknob, too, like doorknobs made hundreds of years ago, and I couldn't imagine that it was anything but a storage closet, perhaps. But I was looking for a wedding, so I tried the doorknob, turning it slowly, and it opened. It seemed dark, and I couldn't see anything beyond the doorway, so I put my head through, and then I turned my body sideways, I was on my hands and knees, and pushed myself through the opening. I pulled myself up to a standing position and was stunned by what I saw. I was in a very elaborately decorated and well-lit throne room. In comparison to the reception hall outside, it was small. The walls were carvings of gold, and there were tapestries of blue, purple, and red hanging from top to bottom on these walls. In front of me, a wide red carpet led to the left and then straight towards some stairs. Standing on either side of the red carpet were about 400 men and women. They were all dressed in wedding clothes, beautiful wedding clothes of fine linen of many colors. They all looked at me and smiled at that moment. They seemed to have been waiting for me to arrive. It dawned on me all at once. They were waiting for the bride, and I was the bride. As I began to walk slowly down this red carpet like a bride walks toward her groom, they began to clap softly, as if they knew something that I was just beginning to discover. I looked ahead of me, and there he was, Jesus, the love of my life, standing at the top of the stairs at the end of the carpet, waiting for me. He was smiling lovingly at me. He had his arms held in front of him, opened wide. As I walked down the carpet toward him, everyone continued clapping. I had a strong feeling that, at one time, they had each done this very same thing, and that they were very glad I had also made it to the wedding. I had the most wonderful feeling that this wedding had been planned from before time, and that these people were my spiritual family. I felt completely one with them. I knew them, and they knew me. There were no strangers here at the wedding. As I walked toward Jesus, something miraculous happened. My appearance began to transform into an entirely new-looking person, a stunningly beautiful bride. My wedding dress was white with a slight tinge of light blue and was made of a material I had never seen before. It looked like cobwebs of the finest and lightest lace, finer than any lace ever woven on earth. The train of my wedding dress elegantly flowed behind me as I approached my bridegroom, Jesus. My beauty increased as I walked toward my Lord. My eyes were fixed on him, and I was radiant. And then the vision was over. I wept for joy at what I had seen and what the Lord had revealed to me. There is so much symbolism in each part of this vision. I will give no explanation at this time, but will leave room for God to speak to your own heart of its interpretation. This vision of the wedding has given me great comfort, especially during times of severe distress or when I have been deeply discouraged or spiritually weary. I hope it comforts you in the same way that it has comforted me. For many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22:14. www.christcrucified.info